The show is Pride 105.1, and that's Promise in the house, right? Well, y'all heard him, Kim, when he came in. Hov is in the building. Trey Songz is in the building. Yeah. These two brothers about to embark on a world tour. March 2nd.
Jeezy
on his way.
He just came from the studio. Him and Swiss is in the studio right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah, he's getting it out.
Yeah.
So this tour, who's on the tour, Hov?
You got
Trey with you.
Yeah.
Jeezy. Anybody else?
That's about it.
That's it. Well, that's really all we need. Yeah.
Truthfully. We may put somebody up there. We're trying to figure out, see if we get somebody a shot to, you know what I mean, showcase their talent.
How did y'all come to the conclusion that y'all wanted to do this tour?
Well, I mean, I was always going out, and I just wanted the little Jeezy right there. Look, he just he looked like he just hit a verse.
Grab a microphone, sir.
I was always going out on tour for the album, I just wanted the best guys around. We got Kevin Lowes in the belt. It's like this man.
Yeah, it's crazy in here right
when
now.
The stars align. Man, I gotta figure out how to get some money behind me. Pecos, Kaiser, like, wow, this is a dream team. So I was always going out. I just wanted to, you know, get the best people and people that I love working with. You know?
Right.
I have a genuine relationship as well. So, I mean, that's the best tour. That's when it works, when everything is. I mean, I always go back to that Hard Knock Life tour when everybody was vibing. And, you know, DMX and Method Man, Red Man and everybody,
Yeah.
It just works like that. It works when everybody get along.
Trey, how did you get the call, Trey, that Hov wanted you to go on tour with him?
Well, I see Hov around, and, he mentioned some things.
Uh-huh.
And, for me, this has been one of the best years, the best year of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had a few prospects, and I think this one aligns with everything that I'm doing more so than anything else. You know, it's Hov, it's Jeezy, it's Trey Songz.
Right.
You know, and who wouldn't want to do that? You know,
yeah, who don't want to see that, too? You know, that's a no-brainer right there. Jeezy, how did you... How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, y'all. Jeezy's in the building. Jeezy, how did you and Hov,
what's up the studio, baby?
Okay. The Hov called you and said, yo, come on, y'all. I'm getting ready to do this.
Yeah, it was one phone call, really. He hit me up. We talked about the tour. Went back and forth. You know what I mean? One or two times. Done deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was easy. That's a no-brainer,
that was,
right?
That was the easy part.
Straight up.
Okay. What's going to be the hard part of it all?
Oh, ain't going to be no hard part.
Nothing hard.
Hard tour.
Yeah. There you go.
Just straight out like that. Going on tour, just scrape up all the paper out there. How y'all figure out? Well, we know you going to headline, Hov. How y'all figure out who's going where on the tour?
We got some ideas and some interesting things going. We don't want to reveal that yet.
So it might be a little somebody's on, because y'all got records, you know, there's records together and stuff.
We don't have records together. Yeah, I mean, well.
I don't have no records yet.
I think, yeah.
Are you looking forward to that? Is that something that you were saying, Trey? Like, I need some records in there with that. Like, I ain't got no Hov record on. You ain't got no Hov or Jeezy record, do you, Trey?
You and Jeezy got a joint,
but you and Hov ain't got a joint.
We need the whole, you know what I'm saying?
Jeezy just left the studio. Yeah, me and Hov got like 10, so we
got you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Jeezy got one.
They got 10.
But you and Hov don't have a record, Trey.
You know what I'm saying?
So you need to. So that's got to happen, Hov.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah. It's got to be a collaborative effort. If y'all going to be touring and all that, Trey saying he need to have something in the marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, you're Kevin, man. Back this guy up off me.
Kev Lyles just stepped in here, man. This tour is going to be kind of crazy, man. Hov, what kind of stage setup? I know you don't want to give away everything, but every time you come out, you do something incredible, like with your stage joint. You know, what kind of stage you putting up there this time?
Nah, you know me, I like the screens. So I got these new screens, and it looks like the skyline, and they all cut up. And, I'm bringing those back out, but we just going to move it around a little bit.
Okay. Trey, you going out with the band?
Yeah, for sure.
You taking the whole band out? Jeezy, what you bringing?
You know I'm rocking that band, homie.
You rocking with the band, too?
I'm going to be the band man on tour. That's me.
I never seen you with a band.
Yeah, I did it when I went out with when me and Wayne and Drake went out.
Okay.
You know, make the show a little better, I thought.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because Hov, your band, you bringing the band, too? Because your band is incredible.
What kind of question is that?
You know what I always wanted to ask?
Come on,
Yeah, that's worldwide right now. I appreciate that, Waho. We got that one recorded, baby. That's on Come On Son 10 right there, baby. Yo, because every time you go out, I always notice that. Do you guys, when y'all go out on tour, do y'all carry your own sound, man?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
All the time?
Yeah,
it's a must.
Because your sound, dog, is amazing. Yeah. I see other people when they get down on stage. Y'all ever notice that how crisp and clear whole sound is? Everybody else be like, when they be rhyming, and you just be like, you sound just like you sound on the record.
I had a lot of trial and error. You know, I wasn't always like that. I was on No Way Out tour. I was doing with you just exactly what you said. Look at her in the back. She's doing that too hard, right?
Said, you right.
I hated you on that.
So trip. How many different people do you go through, Jeezy, before you find the right sound man, the person that can get you exactly right?
Oh, man. I went through a gang of. I used to do club shows, so I ain't even care about that. My first tour, I was like, why my sound don't sound like everybody else's?
Right.
So I fired about five of them. Hired about five more when I got it right.
Right. How about you, Trey? How many you go through?
You know, I'm at about fourth, probably.
Your fourth and, sound guy?
Yeah. I'm good, though.
You good now?
I actually stood and watched, I think we was in Philly. I watched Jay's production. Like, they really into it back there. So, like, they in the show like they playing instruments when they do the lights and all that.
Right.
Like, they love their job, and I think that's important as well. And I think what's important about this tour is the structure of it. You got Jeezy, you got myself, you got Jay, is that, you know, in every aspect, we get the people what they want to see. And I think that's going to be an amazing show in every portion of it.
Okay. More with Jeezy, Trey Songz, and Jay-Z in 10 minutes. See, I Love a Show is Power 105.1, y'all. The Duncan